Hot Business on Hot 102.7.
Now, it's healthy, it's drought resistant, I'm told, and also proudly African. But South Africa's sorghum production is steadily declining, I read. Once a stable crop for households and livestock feed, sorghum now accounts for less than 1% of our total grain output. So what does this mean for our diets? Does it have any impact on food security and maybe even for your next box of favorite cereal? I'm going to talk now to regular guest Wandile Sihlobo, chief economist at AgBiz, to examine why this matters a little bit more than you might think. So, Wandile, a very warm welcome to you. And let's start with this. Why should the average shopper care that sorghum production is falling? What's the real impact on our food?
I think it's perhaps maybe in two ways. One being the fact that this is a crop that can withstand even the harsher climatic conditions, as you rightly put it. And I think then a wide growing of it at the times of climate change is something that we should opt to ensure that it's always part and parcel of our staple. That's one. The second aspect, it's this nutritional value side. And I think that what we are seeing now is a space where perhaps maybe more effort from a food technologies perspective is needed. Many people tell you that they no longer seeing the sorghum products in their shelves, but I think the demand for it is rather perhaps maybe more sporadic, because broadly farmers are planting less because there is no mass demand. But you have these pockets of certain people that ask about it. And I think that marketing and increased effort by food technologists on creating a range of products is necessary. And I think then that's the second aspect of why the consumer should care. It's that nutritional value that sorghum offers relative to the other grains.
Let me just pick you up on one of the points. It's seen as a traditional crop, I think. Is it simply just something that's fallen out of fashion, maybe in favor of maize or wheat?
I think relative to maize or wheat, what has happened is that maize, you could be able to get much faster yields. And I think even the usage of it, perhaps maybe there is much more choice relative what you could see to sorghum. But then the point there could also be raised to say, have we done enough on the sorghum side of lifting out of the ancient side? It can't only be seen as if it's a traditional and the old food that people use to consume, but rather to say, in the new ways of convenience, what have we done to ensure that the sorghum also sits there? And I think, Jeremy, it may help for people to look at it not so much as a substitute of another, but rather to have a rich, diverse diet so that people can have choice to consume various things, especially then when we consider that nutritional aspect of it. And I think it is why at least more research is needed here, because we are seeing in other countries, take the US, for example, there are certain universities that increasingly are putting more effort on the sorghum side to say, how do we boost yield? What else can we do out of it? And I think in South Africa, it's that sort of a focus that is needed, but paired with the consumer marketing side so that there is that choice and awareness in a range of areas.
So part of the problem, if I'm hearing you correctly, would be farmer choice. There would also be market demand, as you've referenced. But is there a degree of policy failure here?
I would say a combination of policy and marketing is where, for me, I would place a lot of it, because farmers do want to plant the crop. I mean, I think back, Jeremy, now in 2014, we were worried at that time about the falling demand already. The only saving grace at the time, which we were looking at, was not even on food, it was biofuel, where we were thinking sorghum can perhaps maybe be a feedstock from there. But even that never really took off, to an extent that if you look today and you compare with how much sorghum we planted in 1990, the area planted has declined by roughly 50%. Output has declined roughly by similar percentages. So the key thing then is that we need to kickstart this. And I think the demand side will be the start. And then on a policy side, it will be rather more on supporting the research, especially that is targeted on yield improvement.
And also driven to an extent by climate change, because as I mentioned at the start of our conversation, droughts have become more frequent. So it would seem obvious then that sorghum should be rising, not falling. Am I right?
You're correct on that. Sorghum should be rising as one of the alternative staples that we have alongside with maize. And yes, I know people will say, look, birds eat a lot of sorghum, but birds eat also other grains. And I think it's really a round of saying, again, do you consumers in South Africa know what we can do with sorghum outside of the traditional uses that we have? Have we developed enough products out of sorghum just like we have done in other grains? There is a question to be made there. But of course, I mean, I know that people who are manufacturing food, they are running businesses, they have to think about these things thoroughly, which is why then I think some sort of an intervention working with the grain farmers on firstly boosting that awareness is something that is needed, a much more coordinated way of saying, how do we think about sorghum beyond the traditional uses?
I'm interested when you say we should be thinking about new products. Obviously, there's a cost factor, there's a health factor. What type of products do you think we should be considering then?
I think, Jeremy, if you look, for example, on a wheaten product, either it's biscuits, breakfast cereals, and a whole range of meals, we have that available for wheat. We have a range of some available for maize. The key question then is to say, why don't we have some sort of products in that scale for sorghum? And I know, I mean, people like at the CSIR, for example, in their agro-processing unit, they have been thinking about these things. Some of the colleagues at the University of Pretoria, they've been thinking about this and Grain SA, but I think now done collectively at scale and thereafter making sure that there is that consumer awareness, but you bring in the food manufacturers also on in the room, perhaps out of that we could be able to position the sorghum in a slightly different path. And ultimately, when the sorghum planting starts to take off, I mean, it will not even be taking a market share from other products again, but it's rather that form of enriching the diet of South Africans and having a choice amongst many staples that consumers can have. And I think that's what we should be thinking about in here, that way of maximizing choice for consumers when it comes to food.
Just a final one then, choice is all well and good, but when it all comes down to brass tacks, is it better for our health and the environment compared to other grains?
I would say for the environment, all of these grains, perhaps maybe in a similar way, it depends about how farmers farm. But I would say in South Africa, people farm in a very environmental conscious way because they know that they still need to use that land tomorrow and the next year and the next season. So that way we are marching in the right direction. In terms of health, I would say, I mean, much of the scientific studies that we do see there, they do indicate that sorghum stacks up reasonably high than the other grains when it comes to the nutritional value, which is why then when you are thinking about feeding scheme, about all of the other things, sorghum should be amongst the diet and the choice that the students and the others gets to be able to choose. But then for you to put it in a feeding scheme menus, you have to create products out of sorghum that of course will be convenient for students but also tastier, and which is where then food technologists should be working on.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Wandile Sihlobo, Chief Economist at AgBiz.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7.